Joy.
Gimme Shelter by Angelique Cujo, because you are listening to Something About the Women. You are listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio, and we are located in Medford, Massachusetts. This week, I am hosting. My name is Kirsten, and I have a guest, Lisa Hausman of Sweet Wednesday, who's going to come on mic and talk about Sweet Wednesday, talk about this particular song that I'm about to play, and the upcoming show at the Plow on August 14th. So let's start with some music.
Mm-hmm.
drifting through the violet seas like the night before a dream. I was a tiny molecule and you bumped into me. That was when the air was full before the lightning made a change. Funny how within the time so much can rearrange. And I don't know, now I can't speak of the lines that hold us close. You left no fossil in the wall, but you linger like a ghost. I wandered through a snowflake storm, I was lost in the higher woods, stumbling over unfamiliar trees and rocks and woods. I heard a sound come from a cave in the frozen mountainside. You were drawing on the wall in the colors of your tribe. Put some charcoal in my hand, let me draw all that I could. Then you made a fire out of old discarded wood. Told me tales about the beaver and the red and glowing fox. Your child slept within the cave, awakened at the dawn. I don't know, no, I can't speak of the lines that hold us close. I felt your spirit lead me home, where it lingers like a ghost. Scream for me, the walls on fire as the rocks came crashing down. The city crumbled as we ran for a gully by the town. You said the tyrants act in fear, an iron fist on what they have. But we won't be silenced by the fighting and the blast. I don't know, no, I can't speak of the lies that hold us close. I see your eyes under sapphire skies, how they linger like a ghost. And I don't know, no, I can't speak of the lies that hold us close. Our voices climb the air in song, where they linger like ghosts.
Okay, so once again, you are listening to Something About the Women. And as I mentioned, I have Lisa Hausman here from Sweet Wednesday. So, Lisa, welcome so much to Something About the Women. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you so much, Kirsten. It's so great to be here.
And I just played a brand new song of yours, Linger Like a Ghost, and I'm wondering if you'd like to tell us something about this particular song.
Oh, yes. Okay, so part of the inspiration for Linger Like a Ghost was this idea that the atoms that are here on this planet are really the same atoms, the carbon and hydrogen and oxygen atoms, that were here when the Earth formed 4.6 billion years ago. And they've just been rearranged in different forms. So the carbon in my body is likely the same carbon atom that might have been part of a dinosaur 200 million years ago, part of the very first flowering plant that evolved out on the mountainside, part of all sorts of early humans and historical figures fighting and battling against each other. And it just occurred to me that as matter is neither created nor destroyed, we're all really connected in so many ways, in so many deeper ways than we usually realize. And I guess it just kind of blew my mind to think about that and to realize how much a part of each other and in this world each of us is, and our connection to one another and to the world around us.
I love that description so much, and the imagery, it sounds so cosmos in terms of like Carl Sagan and Neil deGrasse Tyson, and just, you know, we're made of the stars, but yet we share all of these molecules as well. That's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you so much, Kirsten.
I'm actually reading a book titled Metazoa that my brother gave me on the development of the brain. And so, I've also been thinking a lot about all of this connection and connectiveness. So thank you so much for that beautiful explanation of that absolutely gorgeous song. I'm going to continue with this set of music that is inspired by this song with The Lied To's and Lily Detaille. So thank you also for introducing me to all of those musicians as well. I've learned so much from listening to your music and attending your shows.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure.
Yes, well, thank you. And I'm going to go ahead and play some music, as I mentioned, and then I'd like to bring you back on mic so that you can tell us more specifically about your group, Sweet Wednesday.
Awesome.
Okay. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
I could tell you how the globe spins round and round. I could tell you how I put my finger down. I could tell you how I always want to go. I could tell you, but you already know. I could tell you all the stories of my past. I ran wild and I ran scared and I ran fast. I could tell you and it mostly all be true. Tell you, but you already knew. Let's take a long way home down Ocean Boulevard, where all the kids hang out, kissing in their cars. Tell you how the day burying, the heart's drawn in the sand. I could tell you that's just how the winds can blow. I could tell you that you already know.
Lost without a clue on the day that I met you, and my feet were growing bright green blisters. Then I turned into a field and instantly was healed when I saw you walking with your sister.
I'm so happy that I found you, and I hope that you will never go away. I'm so happy when I'm around you. I wanna be with you each and every day.
I was lost without a clue on the day that I met you. Over my own shoelaces. Then you taught me how to tie them into butterflies. And we went soaring over hills and churches. And
I'm so happy that I found you. And I hope that you will never go away. I'm so happy when I'm around you. I wanna be every day.
And still sometimes this fog and thunder fills my mind, and I am stumbling. I cannot find which way to go.
through the darkness that comes all around me like a shroud, you're leading me towards the light. Without a clue, on the day that I met you, I was hanging out in the subway station. I was wrapped up in a book, didn't know quite where to look, and you came and brought me inspiration.
I'm so happy that I found you, and I hope that you will never go away. I'm so happy when I'm around you, and I want to be with you each and every. I'm so happy that I found you, and I hope that you will never go away. I'm so happy when I'm around you, I want to be with you each and every day.
Okay, I started and ended that set with music by Sweet Wednesday. Started with a brand new song, 2022, Linger Like a Ghost. And I want to thank Sweet Wednesday for sending that my direction so that I could play it because it is not yet released. So thank you. And thank you, Lisa, for coming on mic and talking about that particular song. After Linger Like a Ghost, I played The Lied To's. And that song is titled You Already Know. The recording is titled The Lied To's. I learned about The Lied To's through Sweet Wednesday. They are often on the same bill together. As I learned about the musician Lily Detaille, and that is a song titled Ghost from the recording Bite Back. Sweet Wednesday was with Lily Detaille, and they were at the Burin at just a magnificent event. I'm going to play a song later on that Sweet Wednesday actually had the audience singing along with them. It was fantastic. And then I love that last song that I played, Lost Without a Clue. That is from the recording Wherever You Go. I just feel like it tells a little bit about the story of this duo. I have a PSA to play, so hold on. Let's listen to what that is about.
If it feels like it's hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk, it probably is. When it's 86 degrees outside, asphalt can reach a sizzling 135 degrees, hot enough to cook an egg and your dog's feet. Be safe. Test the sidewalk with your hand. Avoid midday walks and walk in the grass. Bring along water and rest in the shade at the first signs of heat exhaustion, including heavy panting and stumbling. Go to PETA.org for help and information on how to keep your dog safe in hot weather.
Yes, as a dog foster, I cannot emphasize that enough. And the irony that I've got my little sugar pity here at my feet, panting in the heat, is not lost on me. Don't worry, she is well hydrated and will go in air conditioning any moment now. I think you'd have to be under a rock if you have not heard that Joni Mitchell showed up at the Newport Folk Festival and performed in a way that was so unexpected and loved and emotional that I would be remiss if I did not do a set of music to honor that absolutely fantastic event. So here we are, starting out with Joni Mitchell.
could go to heaven, and the wicked ones burn in hell. Ring the funeral bells. If I had a heart, I'd cry. It's a feeble now. It's so out of hand. Big bombs and barbed wire. Meanwhile, we've set our lovely sky, our lovely sky, on fire.
Bows and flows of angel hair and ice cream castles in the air. Feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way. Now they only block the sun. They rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. June. I've looked at life that way. But now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost and something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now.
Aren't you, boy, with your quiet voice and impeccable style? Don't ever let them steal your joy and your gentle ways to keep them from running wild. They can kick dirt in your face, dress you down and tell you that your place is in the middle when they hate the way you shine. I see you tugging on your shirt, trying to hide inside of it and hide how much it hurts. Let them discouraged, don't you, girl? It's your brother's world for a while longer. You gotta dance with the devil on a river to beat the stream. Call it living the dream. Call it kicking the ladder. They come to kick dirt in your face, to call you weak and then displace you after carrying your baby on your back across the desert. I saw your eyes behind your hair, and you're looking tired, but you don't look scared. Jokes on love.
just before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in a blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. Your face sketched on it twice. Oh, but you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you, darling, and I would still be on my feet, still be on my feet. I'm a lonely painter. I live in a bar. Touching souls, surely you touched mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time.
All the trees, put them in a tree museum. of people, and I'm in LA just to see. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? To pay paradise, put up a parking lot.
Yes, thank you, Joni Mitchell. Thank you, Brandi Carlile. Thank you, Newport Folk Festival. What an amazing event. If you haven't looked it up or heard it or weren't there, I know that I have friends that go to the Newport Folk Festival. And when you talk about events like this, musicians coming and they're not on the bill, they just shrug their shoulders and say, that's Newport. So started that set, Joni Mitchell, If I Had a Heart, that is from the recording Shine, that is my personal favorite. After that, Carly Rae Jepsen, Both Sides Now, from Curiosity. Then Brandi Carlile, The Joke, from the recording By the Way, I Forgive You. Alice Howe, A Case of You, and then ended with Joni Mitchell, Big Yellow Taxi, again from that recording Shine. So I have some more to talk about with Lisa Houseman of Sweet Wednesday. I'm going to go ahead and play a song that has, again, not been released, and they have gifted to me to play on this show, so I really, really appreciate that. And then bring Lisa on mic to talk about the duo, the band, Sweet Wednesday.
Oh, his face is like the sky. He's got a dog named Killer, but the only thing he likes to kill is time. He met her at the laundromat. He said, I'll help you with your folding, cause the light came in so golden on her back. And they go running in the woods where the trees surround you. He says to her, I'm so happy that I found you, just before it slips away. Says I ride you from the other side, from the corner of the day. Cause everybody knows you've been down, scratching at the corner of the ground. They drag you up, you come. And he sends her all his letters, but he cannot say the things he wants to say. And it's hot as any hell. And he sees cities torn apart, and a sickness takes his heart and won't let go. And he's fighting though he wants to sleep, he's so tired. And there are kids caught in the crossfire, and a 4-year-old is thrown. He says, I make it last. Buys a house in North Cheyenne, where the wind runs through the front yard and picks up anything it can. Familiar from his head down to his feet, and he has seen this boy before. Though it was several years ago, and through the twisted lenses of the war.
Okay, so as I mentioned, Sweet Wednesday is a band that I have played here on Something About the Women several times. Lucky enough to have Lisa Hausman here on mic with me. So thank you, Lisa, for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So I call Sweet Wednesday a band, and you do collaborate with other musicians, but you are really a duo, correct?
Yes. Well, Dave and I are the core members of Sweet Wednesday, and then we also do shows with bass and drums and keys and saxophone and violin and all sorts of other musicians as well.
Okay. And so you and Dave started this band together, and how did you meet?
Dave and I met at the Center for the Arts in Munich. Actually,
TCAN.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. We had heard each other play at the open mic at TCAN and really liked each other's music a lot. But it was kind of funny because I had been teaching at a school in Roxbury. I was teaching computers, which is kind of a weird thing for me to be teaching because I don't know a ton about computers. But it was this special program where they gave you the whole curriculum and you had the kids do word processing and different things like that, which would have been great, except that this was a very under-resourced school and all of the kids' computers just kept breaking. And so I couldn't really do the lesson plans because the lesson plans required them to have working computers. I didn't know how to fix the computers and nobody was like very prompt about coming in to fix them. So anyway, I ended up doing like a lot of creative writing and music with the kids, and also eventually gave my notice because I couldn't, you know, complete my task of doing these lesson plans. I just couldn't do it. I didn't
have you didn't have the right materials and equipment.
Yeah. So I was like, I can't, I'm not going to be able to deliver you the product that you want. I can deliver something else. Yeah. But anyway, so this is a Catholic school actually. And they were all very nice to me, you know, and they were like, okay, well, no problem. But, you know, the kids really liked it when you bring in your guitar and play music. Would you consider coming back and doing a concert for the school? And so I was like, oh, that would be really fun. But I was a little bit nervous because I was just starting out, you know, doing shows on my own. And I wasn't sure about doing a concert for the whole school and if my own original songs would really, you know, I had enough that were appropriate for that particular situation. And so I asked this guy at the open mic, and his name was Jim, and I said, because I thought some of his songs might be kind of appropriate for kids. They had a little bit of a Dr. Seuss-y kind of quality to them. I thought kids might like them. So I said, hey, Jim, I have to do this concert for kids in a couple weeks, and I was wondering, would you like to do it with me? And he just looked at me, and he said, oh, children, I don't know if I could play for children.
That was a big N-O. No.
And Dave overheard, and he was like, kids, I love kids. I'd love to do it. So I was like, oh, okay, that'd be so wonderful. And so we worked up all these songs together and played them for the kids, and they just loved it. They loved Dave. He's so such a great musician. I mean, he played U2 and all these other incredible songs on guitar, and we worked up together, and they all wanted his autograph. They asked him if he was related to Elvis Presley.
Oh, that's amazing. So, and then at that time, Dave has a very unique appearance when he performs. He has his top hat and his black shirt. Was he wearing that then?
I think that was before the top hat. We got the top hat in Garment District, actually.
Oh,
later,
I love the Garment District. It's a good look. Yeah. It's a sharp look. I really like the way that both of you present yourselves when you're performing. You have beautiful dresses, and Dave has his very specific look with his top hat. You know, I hear your sound wafting through the square, Davis Square, and then I'll look over and see you too. It's really lovely, lovely. And you play a lot locally here in the Cambridge-Somerville area. You play at the Plow. We're going to talk about that show coming up. And I've seen you at the Burren recently. And where was I going with this? Oh, yes, I know what I was going to ask you. Who are some of the other performers that you often play with?
Oh, let's see. Well, sorry. We've had some fun shows with Yanni Bateau. She's a wonderful banjo-playing singer-songwriter. And, of course, the Lagtus, who just played, are great friends of ours. We play with drums and bass. We're going to be playing with Carl Puglisi on drums and Daniel Gadinsky on bass. And, oh, my gosh, we're going to have Keith Hollis